This is Catholic Schools Week coming up, and I wanted to think about what to say when I remembered that I had a packet of letters from 8th graders at Holy Name School in Beech Grove. Their religion teacher, Sister Nicolette Aitchen of the Order of St. Benedict, accompanied their letters with one of her own. She probably wouldn't want me to do so, but I want to quote part of her letter as an example of the commitment of our many teachers. Sister wrote, "This is my third year of teaching 6th to the 8th grade religion. The 8th graders have had me for 3 years now. I am so impressed with all they've learned. Archbishop, I can honestly say that these students are the most respectful and reverent students I've ever had the privilege to teach. They strive daily to do their personal best. I can't thank God enough for allowing me to minister to the students at Holy Name, even if only for 3 mornings a week. I find great joy in teaching religion to these precious children of God. Actually, teaching at Holy Name gives me energy to do vocation work." The 8th graders appreciate their religion teacher. They are also in high spirits because their football team won the city championship. They express their appreciation for their education at Holy Name School. They speak for themselves in the following excerpts from their letters. The first, "I'm really glad that I go to a Catholic school. I get so many advantages that I sometimes might take for granted. Going to a Catholic school teaches me so much that I would not know if I went to public school. Did you know that in some public schools the teachers cannot even mention God? I know that would be hard because even in our history class we talk about God. Did you go to a Catholic school when you were younger?" The answer is yes. Some other time I'm going to answer this and other questions some students included in their letters. Another letter. "One thing I love about Holy Name is religion class and going to church. I like this because it makes me a better person and everyone at Holy Name better people than they already were. Some of the things we do in religion are, first, we do Lectio Divina, and we highlight all the sentences that we think jump out to us and that mean the most to us. Then we either have a test over the chapter that we read in our textbook, or we have tests over vocabulary words that Sister Nicolette gives us every other day. Sometimes we listen to the rosary on CD and we color a picture of Mary. Something that I really love in religion is Sister Nicolette's Magic Monastery cookies. This week she is selling them for $1 for a good cause, which is for this lady who is deaf. Her hearing dog died, and now she needs to buy another dog. However, they cost $15,000. We're trying to help St. Matthew's School raise money so Mary can purchase a new hearing dog. I love religion class, and I hope I learn as much at Roncalli that I did at Holy Name." Another excerpt. "We've been doing a lot of different things in religion, from Lectio Divina, scripture readings, saint videos and profiles, famous and religious history and people, terms like vocabulary, catechumen, magisterium, etc., and traditions. This period is on apostolic succession, meaning the term used to describe the authority to lead and teach the church can be traced throughout the centuries from the apostles to their successors, the bishops. I think that the chain has never been broken. That's crazy or amazing. It's cool that it can go for so long throughout history. Neat." Another excerpt. In religion class, we are learning and studying 132 vocabulary words in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and we also do Lectio Divina. We have a very good teacher that will teach you as long as you want to learn. Other things we learn about are things straight out of the textbooks. We also study the readings before Mass so that we can participate in the liturgy more. In addition to being a teacher, Sister Nicolette makes the best magic monastery cookies. You really should try one. I would also like to thank you for all the hard work you've been doing to keep our churches running strong. One of the students mentioned that even the principal needs a little word of encouragement. I add to his note that I agree. Our teachers, principals, pastors, and our parents all deserve a word of encouragement. These excerpts from student letters give a flavor of the good things that happen in our schools. Congratulations, and thank you to all who make this possible.